ay buksan at likun ay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
R-H-I-H Bill! R-H Bill! Ipasa! Ipasa! Now na!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Bakla! Tomboy! Kadiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
O nga te! Kalorki anay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na at pagtsikahan natin! Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang mipin ay lumaya!
Ang mithiin po nating lahat ay lumaya, kaya isang mapagpalayang Biyernes ng hapon po sa ating lahat, mga ka-Generation Gender. Ako ang iyong ka-Generation Gender, ang iyong ka-Gen-Gen, si Julian Baldo Cobelo. Wala po ang aking partner ngayon na si Earl. Medyo may pinagkakabisihan ata, kaya kakaririn natin to at paninindigan ko ang aking pag-iisa ngayong hapon. Kumusta po mga ka-Generation Gender? Ngayong hapon tayo? Ayokong tawagin na mababaw ang ating pag-uusapan, pero pwedeng may konting kababawan, pero sa tingin ko ay napakahalaga. Siguro background lang kung ano ang ating pagbibigyan ng pansin ngayong hapon na ito ay pag nalalaman ng maraming tao na ako ay gender equality advocate, minsan hindi ko naman to kaagad vino-volunteer na information. Depende sa kausap, depende sa sitwasyon, depende sa crowd, kumbaga. Sinasabi ko na komportable akong tawagin ko ang aking sarili na feminista. Okay? So, pag narinig ng mga tao, feminista. Okay? Siyempre, iba-iba ang ating mga ideya kung ano nga ba ang isang babae na tinatawag na feminista. At ang isa sa pinaka-common na tinatanong sa akin, sige, feminista ka, meron ka bang relasyon sa isang lalaki? So pag sinabing ako ay straight na babae, feminista, tapos pag nalalaman nila na, uy, ako ay merong asawa, no? Kasal ako sa isang lalaki, karamihan ay merong disconnect doon sa tingin nila sa akin, hindi nila ma-marry ang notion na ako ay may mga pinaglalabang advokasya, lalong-lalo na sa advokasya ng gender equality, at ako ay isang babaeng merong asawa. Diba? So, isa sa mga paborito kong pag-usapan ay human communication, dahil ako ay isang guro ng komunikasyon. At mahilig ako mag-aral, mahilig ako magsaliksik tungkol sa human dynamics. Paano nga ba tayo nakikitungo sa isa't isa, and so on and so forth. At hindi ko alam kung paano ako napunta sa larangan ng usaping relationships, kumbaga. Parang it was out of accident siguro na napunta ako sa mga usaping ito. At bilang advocate ng gender equality, marami akong mga myths, marami akong mga mistaken notions about women, feminists, women who are in heteronormative relationships na pinapaliwanag ko. Kasi number one is, isang myth na lagi kong in-explain ay ang babaeng feminista ay ayaw sa lalaki. Number two, wala siyang relasyon sa lalaki, lalong-lalo na ang romantic relationship sa lalaki. Pag humahabang usapan, napupunta sa ang babae ba ang strong, independent woman? Ba ay marunong din ba siyang mag-flirt? Diba? Ano ang kanyang stand on flirting? Ano ang kanyang tingin sa pangliligaw? Ano ang kanyang tingin sa paano ba umibig ng tama, diba? Ano ang tingin ng isang feminista tungkol sa dating or yung spending time together na merong hints ng romantic endeavors. Kung kakain sa labas, sino ba ang magbabayad ng pagkain? Diba? Ano ba ang mga... So, nandoon tayo, naglalaro tayo sa usaping ano ba ang tingin, ano ba ang stand ng isang babae na feminista tungkol sa chasing na sinasabi. Nagpapaligaw ba ang tama ba sa mata ng isang feminista ang pangliligaw? Ano ba ang tingin niya? And so on and so forth. Lately, meron akong dalawang kaibigan na panay ang tawag sa akin at lagi ako ang kanilang go-to person pagdating sa ano ang kailangan kong i-text sa kanya. We have those friends, right? Lalaki ka man o babae. Siguro lahat tayo ay may kaibigan na who would seek out our opinion regarding texting, lalong-lalo na sa simulaan ng isang relationship. Yun yung napaka-exciting yun eh, getting to know somebody. At lately, medyo preoccupied ako, siguro after dinner, tumatawag ang aking kaibigan. I like this guy. Ito yung tinext niya sa akin. Ano ang ititext ko sa kanya, 'di ba? So ipinapakita ko lang mga generation gender na napaka-normal po ng aking pagiging babae kahit na sinasabi ko na feminista ako at pumapatol ako sa mga ganitong usapin kasi napakahalaga. Nakikita ko ang kahalagahan ng the art of courtship, the art of flirtation, getting to know each other. At I feel the struggle of a lot. Ngayon siguro napaka-heteronormative ng ating usapin mga ka-generation gender. Pero ang mga opinion na i-share ko ngayon ay sa tingin ko hindi lang para sa mga heterosexual nating mga ka-generation gender. Lahat ito ay siguro mag-a-apply sa lahat ng sexual orientation, bakla ka man, tomboy ka man. Kung ikaw ay umiibig or may gustong ibigin, may pinagnanasaan, kumbaga, may gustong ligawan, may gustong i-text, may gustong i-chat, merong gustong i-date, siguro relevant ang ating usapan ngayon, okay? So, back doon sa texting. So, sabi ko, kung mababaw ang arte ng pag-text, bakit ang laki ng enerhiya na ating iginugugol dito? Bakit lalong-lalo na sa mga babae? Bakit ang laki, ang haba ng oras na iginugugol natin with toss and we turn in our beds, thinking about what to reply, waiting for that reply, di ba? At sa panahon ngayon, ang arte ng pag-text ay talagang, ano na siya, it's kasama na siya doon sa getting to know each other. So sa akin, mababaw man siyang tingnan, kailangan natin pahalagahan. At ano nga ba ang tingin ko dito? Ano nga ba ang paniniwala ko dito? In spite of the fact that I have these ideologies na meron tayong gender equality, that a woman or a man needs to say what he feels, what he thinks, kailangan ng honesty, kailangan ng openness when it comes to almost anything. But by saying that, I am also saying na hindi dapat mawala ang ating skill, ang arte ng flirting, ang arte ng alam mo yung playfulness, yung pakikipaglaro sa kapwa, okay? Lalo na sa meron tayong ang ating mga objects of desire, kumbaga. I will give you an example, okay? Meron akong kakilalang babae na she is confident at proud siya sa sarili na sa sarili niya na siya ay strong, independent woman. Okay? Kaya niyang buhayin ang kanyang sarili. Pero lagi siyang nagtataka kung bakit daw every time na meron siyang nagugustuhan. So I'm talking about a friend who is a woman, who is a straight woman, okay? Lagi siyang nagtataka kung bakit daw sa opisina nila or kahit saang sitwasyon, kung meron siyang nagugustuhang lalaki, dahil siya ay naniniwala na walang mali sa paglapit doon sa lalaki at sasabihan niya na, "Hey, I like you. Can I go out with you?" Lagi siyang frustrated na it doesn't always end up the way she wants to end it up. Okay, sabi niya, ano bang mali sa isang babae na lalapit sa isang lalaki, mag-express ng kanyang kagustuhan, ano bang mali doon? Bakit, why do men find me intimidating? Diba? Bakit kung ang lalaki ang lalapit sa isang babae, bakit yun ang tama? Bakit hindi natin ginajudge ang lalaki? So of course, mahaba-habang usapan yan, di ba? Pwede nating sabihin unfair talaga ang mundo, pwede nating sabihin na oo nga, no? Bakit kaya hindi pwede mag-propose ang babae sa isang lalaki? Bakit hindi pwede ang babae ang unang gumawa ng unang hakbang? So siguro doon magre-revolve ang ating usapan ngayon. Dahil nandun ako sa paniniwala that women are empowered. But by being empowered, we don't always to take it literally all the time. Especially when it comes to seduction, especially when it comes to courtship, especially when it comes to getting to know each other. I am talking about heteronormative setting, okay? So how can we enjoy our lives? How can we enjoy ourselves as sexual beings na who would like to have attention from other people, who would like to give our attention to other people without causing much pain or avoiding sense of rejection, misconstrued notions of empowerment, and so on and so forth. So, usaping mag-ibig po tayo ngayong hapon. Magre-revolve lang ako siguro doon sa The Art of Texting. Bakit noon tinetext niya ako tapos biglang nung nag-date na kami hindi niya na ako tinetext? Or bakit last month he was into me nung may nangyari sa amin, parang naglaho na siya, parang bula, 'di ba? May mga ganong mga pangyayari sa simula ng isang relasyon between a straight guy and a straight woman. Okay? Sa ating mga non-straight ka-generation gender, just tune in. I'm sure many of the things that I will be saying here is relevant even to non-heteronormative relationships. Okay, pwede po tayo mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 dito sa DZUP. Ang landline po ng DZUP ay 503-8288. Pwede po mag-message, magtanong dito sa aking Facebook account or sa aking private number doon sa mga nakakalam. Okay, magbabalik po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Pinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali.
Kuya Bayad po, isang ikot.
Hanggang saan ba pahatid sa pambansang sakayan?
Artists need to have their emotions always accessible. Yung klaro sa'yo lagi ang nararamdaman mo.
Sakayan ng dibdib na di nagkulang.
Naalala mong tinanong mo sa akin kung bakit lagi akong nag-iisip ng worst case scenario? Kasi siguro as engineers, kailangan ma-pinpoint mo yung worst case scenario para ma-prevent mo na yung mangyari yun.
Sa bilis at liga.
Yun siguro ang magiging choices mo, Ali. Utak na dumadama o pusong nag-iisip?
UP Ikot. Utak na dumadama o pusong nag-iisip? Mapakikinggan na sa Martes, ikawalo ng Nobyembre, sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 8 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602 AM at www.dzup.org. Mapapanood din ang programa via live stream sa www.dilc.info/live. Ikaw, sino ang pipiliin mo?
Sa kaninang pag-ibig, papapara.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Magandang hapon po. Ano man ang ating pinanggalingan, makinig po tayo sa UP Ikot. Sa November 8 na po yan. Nakaready na po ang aking mga estudyante makinig sa aabangan nating programa dito sa DZUP, UP Ikot. Magandang hapon po. Ako po ang yung ka-Generation Gender, si Julian Baldo Cobello. Ang ating pong pinag-uusapan ngayon ay napakapayak pero napakahalaga yun, the art of texting. At ano ba, paano ba natin ito makontextualize sa mas malaking usapin ng gender equality? How can we be empowered, independent people with our own minds and hearts but still participate in a playful manner? Sa larangan ng pakikipaglandian, kumbaga, you know, flirtations, chasing another person, being chased by another person, anticipating those texts, anticipating those calls, being excited about getting to know a person more intimately, and so on and so forth. Okay? So, often, sa akin, you know, I'm 38 years old, siguro naman meron akong karapatan na gumawa ng aking mga snippets of wisdom when it comes to romantic, heteronormative relationships, you know. Sa akin is, ang pinaka number one natin na laging ginagawang mali sa start ng isang getting to know each other relationship is that pag meron tayong nagugustuhang tao, okay, pero gusto natin siya, wow, pogi, ang ganda, di ba? So, meron tayong pagmamadali na dahil gusto natin ng isang tao, in fact, baka in love na nga ako sa isang tao ito, I am willing to give this person everything. Ibibigay ko ang aking oras, ibibigay ko ang aking atensyon. Pag nag-text siya ng hey, magre-reply ako ng isang paragraph. Okay? Dahil bakit? Anong mali doon? Honest lang tayo sa ating nararamdaman. Ako ay isang empowered human being, di ba? Bakit ko itatago ang aking nararamdaman kung talagang alam ko naman sa sarili ko na gusto ko siya? Nakakalimutan natin na the art of coming together romantically, sexually speaking is not always a literal coming together na hey, I like you, do you like me back? Or hey, I love you, do you love me back? Hindi ganun siya kaliteral. Ang human romantic dynamics ay napaka-subtle, napaka-nuanced, napaka-complex in a beautiful way na hindi siya palaging literal. Hindi siya one force coming together with another force. Hindi siya ganun, okay? Meron siyang play, meron siyang dance na it's not always one step forward and another moves forward and then pack, you are together. It's not like that. And we don't want it to be like that. So we would like to maintain the playfulness of this coming together. And often, the process of coming together is as beautiful as being together already. So sa akin, okay, you have somebody, you desire somebody, siguro classmate mo yan, ka-opisina mo yan, kapitbahay mo yan. Treasure the fact of you coming together and let... Be willing to wait. Be willing to agonize. Not in a martyr manner na nag-aantay ako dito like a damsel in distress. But I'm willing to play this out beautifully, perhaps teasingly, perhaps naughtily, until we really come together. So, okay, coming from a heteronormative female perspective, okay, pag tinext ka halimbawa ng crush mo, 'di ba? At sabi ng crush na medyo nararamdaman niya na medyo tumititig ka palagi at tinext ka niyang hey. Ba, anong ibig sabihin ng hey? Okay? From my perspective, I think he is also testing the waters. Okay? So always meet a guy where he is at. If he texts you hey, do not text him back with your life story. Okay, meet him where he is at. Why? Ang level ng yung desire for that person, parang meron kang dalawang cambio eh. To your right, you have the cambio of desire. Gusto mo siyang ibigin at gusto mong ibigin ka rin niya. That's your cambio of desire. To your left is your cambio of investment. So, yung cambio of desire is medyo mahirap yan i-control kasi minsan hindi talaga natin napipili yung gugustuhin nating tao. Sometimes, oftentimes it's illogical. Bakit mo crush ang tao? Bakit pinagnanasaan mo siya? Bakit iniisip mo siya all the time? Hindi naman siya yung ideal guy mo. So, medyo ang the cambio of desire is it's difficult to control. Okay? But your other cambio, the cambio of investment is really more controllable. Okay, and this is really where the fun is. So, ang level of desire mo at ang level of investment in the possible relationship need not always be equal. Okay? Kahit gustong-gusto mo na ang tao, huwag kang magmadali. Okay? Because you might lose your chance of being with this person. So, I think that is a very empowering mindset. He texts, "Hey." Huwag kang mag-text na, "Eh, hello, you can stay, hey!" Exclamation point and a smiley. And then you wait for the next text. Okay? Your ability to wait tells so much about your empowerment. Okay, wala ka sa mindset na, hey, my text, this is my pagkakataon now. You are willing to risk it. Okay, he might move 2 steps forward or he might not. Okay, but your ability to risk it says a lot about your empowerment, your personal empowerment, and your self-value. Okay, so, okay, what's up? Are you available this weekend or are you available this Friday night? Pwede mong sabihin, no? Pagkakataon ko na, we might go out together, di ba? Again, meet him where he is at. He is also testing the waters, okay? So, instead of pwede mong sabihin, yeah, I'm available ako ng Friday night at saka Saturday night, so Sunday available din ako. What are you telling this guy? That you have a lot of time in your hands, you are so willing to jump in with him, 'di ba? So, ibig sabihin, he is investing in checking it out if you are available, and then you are over-investing more than what he is investing on you. Nagigets ba? Diba? So, pag sinabi, hey, are you available this weekend? Wala namang clear, 'di ba, na iniyayaya ba ako nito? Kasi classic. This is actually a true story. Tinext, isang kaibigan ko, tinext siya ng ganun, reply niya, oo, pwede ako Friday, pwede ako Saturday, pwede ako Sunday. Tapos ang reply ng lalaki, okay, I'll check on you on Saturday. So talagang parang pinakita lang niya, parang chinek lang yung calendar ng babae. And then when the guy finally finds out na available naman pala siya ng Friday night, available naman pala siya ng Saturday at Sunday, actually, siya yung binitin, di ba? Parang binigay ko na sa'yo ang kalendaryo ko, it's not clear to me. What can you do instead? Meet him where he is at. He is checking you out, but it's not definite if he's asking you out on a date or not. Okay, perhaps he's just checking it out. You can say, meron akong gagawin ngayong weekend, but I would love to see you kung cool ka doon. But you do not say that, I am available on a Friday, I am available on Saturday, I am available on a Sunday. What you are saying is that you can be available for him, but you are not very open about it. You are telling him you are interested. You are not closing your doors. But you are also telling him that you are other things. You are busy with other things. Is it lying? No, I don't think so. It's the art of balancing your desire for this person and investing on him. Why? 9 out of 10. Okay, this is scientifically proven. 9 out of 10 people are not immediately attracted to a person who overinvests from the very beginning. Sometimes we are so scared, di ba? If a person overinvests immediately, na hindi mo pa nga nakikilala to, that is, there is something na nakaka-turn off sa ganun, di ba? Yung tinanong ng konti ang haba ng sagot. So be willing to risk it and meet the guy where he is at. Nagigets? Why? Because sometimes the big turn off is the news that this woman really does not do anything else except wait on me. What is so attractive is the notion na siya ay merong, she has a life. Okay? She has a life and I would be so privileged to be included in that life. So, she is willing to see me on a Saturday night. But the whole of Saturday, she's doing something else. Diba? And if it's a hey, it's testing waters yan eh. You know, I have 4 brothers. Alam ko yan. You know, testing the waters yan palagi. So, meet him where he is at. If it's a hey, text him with a hey. if he moves forward, you move forward. If he moves backward, you move backwards. Okay? But it doesn't lessen your desire for him. You are confident enough to play it out with him, not in a playing negative way that I'm a player, but playing in a positive manner, that you are excited, but you are not over eager. Okay, you are willing to wait. You are willing to test the water, so to speak. Why are you willing? Because you are empowered. You are confident. Hindi ka mauubusan. Hindi ka mauubusan ng lalaki sa mundo. Okay? So, words are powerful. And sometimes, a text can ruin it. Okay? The more that you are so over-eager from the very beginning, the more that you lose the chance of that first date or that first walk in the park. Right? So, there is wisdom. Okay? Meron pa rin wisdom and the art of waiting. Okay? Waiting na mindful, waiting na hindi damsel in distress, waiting. But waiting na alam mo ang level ng investment ng isang tao at ano rin ang level ng investment na kaya mo. Okay? Do not over-invest more than the other person is willing to invest on you. So if he's just checking it out, if you're available in the weekend and not very clear na, hey, I really want to go out with you. I think a date with you on this Saturday is the most amazing thing that I've always desired, to have coffee with you, to have a date with you. And I would just like to know if you are available. So clear that he's asking you out for a date. Ang laki ng investment niyan, di ba? But if it's just checking the waters, do not yet overinvest. Alright? So dyan lang muna tayo. So, meron ng text dito from my friend, okay? So, yun nga, bumalik tayo doon sa katanungan, bakit ang mga lalaki define empowered, independent women intimidating? How do you delineate the line between an empowered, happy person and an empowered, intimidating person? Okay? Sige, magbabalik po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasalika.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Tabi-tabi po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Moviegoers and Halloween enthusiasts, inihahandog ng PS Productions ang isang outdoor cinema experience with Friday Fright Night. Catch the ultimate horror and suspense thriller films with your family and friends ngayong November 4 sa National Science Complex Amphitheater. Admission is free. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang PS Productions Facebook page sa www.facebook.com/psprodinc. Ito'y hatid sa inyo ng PS Productions sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ay nako, ginusto naman niya yan eh.
Ang ikli-ikli naman kasi ng suot.
Balita ko kasi, nakainom siya nung nangyari.
Ito ay victim blaming. Ito ay rape culture. Ayon sa Philippine Commission on Women, humigit kumulang 1,000 kaso ng rape ang nare-report sa Pilipinas taon-taon. 77% ng mga rapist ang hindi nahuhuli. Ito ang dahilan. Tama na, itigil ang rape culture. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender. Magandang hapon po ako ang iyong lingkod, si Julian Baldo Cubelo. At usaping texting po ang ating pinag-uusapan ngayong hapong ito dahil napaka sa mga millennials. Kahit nga hindi sa mga millennials kasi yung mga example na sinabi ko kanina, yung mga kaidaran ko to, hindi naman ako millennial, di ba? Pero napakahalaga ng texting, sa lalong-lalo na sa simula ng pakikipagkilala, pakikipaglandian sa mga pinagnanasaan natin yung mga tao sa buhay. And even in committed relationships, even matagal na kayong mag-girlfriend, mag-boyfriend, mag-asawa, meron pa rin beauty ang texting, ang showing your love, showing your flirtations through texting. So sa akin bilang a scholar ng komunikasyon, hindi ko minamaliit ang arte ng texting because words are always powerful, visual, yung mga emoticons, napakahalaga niyan eh, di ba? Saying hey with a smiley is really different from saying hey with an exclamation point or with a period or with ellipsis, yung tatlong dot dot dot. Okay, merong katanungan dito from 0916-492-9392 sa aking private number from Jamie. Hi Ma'am Julian, paano ko malalaman na gusto ako ng lalaki na hindi ko naman feel na ako palagi ang nag-iantay? Ayoko kasi talaga na damsel in distress ang peg ko. Okay, paano ko malalaman na gusto ako ng guy, hindi ko naman peg na damsel? Hindi naman damsel in distress ang peg ko. Alright, this is a very important question. I don't know who Jamie is. I know two Jamies who are my students. Okay, a girl and a guy. I don't know kung sino ito. Okay, 0916-492-9392. How do you know? Of course, ang dami niyan, di ba? So, sa akin is, I think the guy really makes an effort to get out of his comfort zone. Ayan. That is number one. Halimbawa, okay, I have a friend. She's in Quezon City. The other guy is in Makati. Sabi niya, he likes her. Pero sa akin, always pay attention to what he does more than to what he says. Okay? Lagi yung sinasabi, I like you, I like you, I like you. Pero pag gusto nilang magkita, gusto niya na si girl pumupuntang Makati. What is, alam mo, parang you like the girl, pero you don't, alam mo, hindi mo kinakarir na kahit siguro 30 minutes isang oras na magkita kayo sa isang araw, bakit si girl ang pupuntang Makati at hindi ka malang nag-e-effort na pumuntang Quezon City. The guy or the person makes an effort to see this girl. Okay? Laging rason, I'm busy. When you are really into a person, alam mo, kahit 15 minutes, gustong-gusto mo siyang makita, gusto mo makita siya in person, gusto mo makita yung mukha niya, kung long-distance relationship kayo, gusto mo marinig ang boses niya, gusto mo mag-Skype, gusto mo mag-Viber, because it means a lot to you that you see this person's face, maamoy, makita, maaninag ang kanyang kagandahan. So, that's number one. He makes an effort and always pay attention to what he does more than to what he says. Minsan, magaling lang talaga yan magsalita, pero ano ang kanyang ginagawa? Number two, alam mo, he announces it to the world. He is not ashamed to announce you. Okay? So, pag sinabing, gusto kita, pero pag nandyan na yung mga kaibigan, parang, wag lang muna. Okay? He announces it to the world. Binobroadcast yan. Why? Because wala, hindi niya ma-contain ang sarili niya. Okay? He doesn't keep it, she doesn't even keep it a secret. Okay? Parang, gusto ko talaga to. Gusto ko talaga tong babaeng to. Gusto ko talaga yung lalaking to. What is effort, effort, effort? Sa akin, you cannot underestimate effort. To answer your second question, paano naman kung hindi ka naman damsel in distress? Again, sa akin, it's the art of balancing your desire and then waiting on it, because sometimes we don't always show our desire immediately, but not showing our desire doesn't diminish our desire. All right, so kung gusto mo talagang lumapit sa kanya dahil gusto mong mag-express na gusto mo siya, but you lose that chance of being with this person kasi unfortunately karamihan sa mga straight dude, okay, I really turn off with a very over-eager, aggressive woman. If you lose that chance with this person, kasi you come out very strong, very aggressive, yung tipo napaka-desperado naman tong babae to. Then why go through that? It's not always a matter of being right. It is always a matter of having the right timing. Okay? So if you're confident enough in your little corner that you can move forward depending on the moving forward that he does. Alam mo yun? Parang he makes one step and then you make five steps forward. It will off balance yan kagad. Most likely, he will run away. Okay? So if you make two steps forward and you make two steps forward, ganun lang yun. Diba? So pwedeng sabihin, if he lives in Makati, live in Quezon City, can we meet halfway? You can meet halfway. But every time na gusto ka niyang makita, ikaw ang pupuntang Makati, sa akin, there's something problematic about it. He says he likes you, but he's not showing effort. So again, effort, effort, effort. What else? Alam mo yun, may effort na magmukhang matino naman. Diba? Yung tipong gugustuhin niya na yung pinakamagandang t-shirt, pinakamagandang polo niya ay makita mo. So, kunyari lang, di ba, meron siyang magandang bagong polo shirt. Tapos, kunyari, magpipicture-picture sa mga ka-opisina, kakilala, ka-org. Tapos, medyo itatag ka. Actually, he just wants you to see his new t-shirt or his new polo shirt. May effort na ganon. Does he always need to tell you outrightly that he likes you? Not necessarily. Meron talaga mga torpe, lalo naman sa mga Pinoy, marami talaga mga torpe. But pay attention sa ginagawa niya more than to what he is saying. Okay? What else? There is a certain level of self-consciousness when you are around. Medyo na self-conscious ng konti, medyo na uutal, medyo, alam mo yun, nawawala sa sarili. Merong ganun, especially at the very start. If he's not a good conversationalist, he makes an effort to talk to you kahit, alam mo yun, kahit mga pasimple, mga tipong pahiram ng stapler, pahiram ng puncher, di ba? He need not always tell you that you are so beautiful, you are so sexy, especially sa mga Pinay. It will creep you out, di ba? Pero may mga attempts at conversation. Usaping politika, usaping musika, usaping literatura, usaping, alam mo yung gano'n, making conversations about the weather, conversations about fashion, about show business, pero may attempt to spend time with you. Okay? Hindi necessarily na when he is with you, he will always tell you that you're beautiful, that he likes you. No, I don't think so. In the Filipino culture, paliko-liko pa, zigzag-zigzag karamihan. It's the art of courtship in the Filipino culture. Paliko-liko pa, zigzag-zigzag. And you enjoy the dance, okay? Enjoy the dance, and then again, meet him where he is at. If he's still talking about the weather, if he's still talking about food 10 months after, then sasabihin mo, wala namang effort, di ba? So I think the disinterest will come naturally. Okay, parang wala namang ginagawa, di ba? Parang masyado naman akong pinag-aantay. So sa akin, you don't need to convince yourself that you are slowly being turned off. It will just happen naturally. Pero the tamang, alam mo yung tamang pacing, you know, the tamang 3 months, tapos medyo nung, alam mo yun, yung parang hindi talaga yung susunggaban ka na agad. Tamang pacing is, I think, just fit, especially, generally, hindi naman to absolute, di ba? Merong mga sinasabing whirlwind your relationship. So sa akin, pay attention to what the person says more than to what the person is saying. Okay? Ito yung kanina, paano kung men find you intimidating when you are actually not? Sometimes, meron talaga tayong face, meron tayong aura. Like for me, ang aking resting face ay medyo mataray. Diba? So, if you know that you have that aura na medyo mataray, but you know deep inside na hindi ka naman mataray, I think it will not hurt us if we take the extra mile to communicate na hindi naman talaga tayo mataral. And the best thing that we can do is to open our mouths and start conversations with other people. Especially, sa akin talaga, ang face ko talaga mataray when I don't talk. But the moment that I talk, the moment that I attempt to be interested in conversations, in people's stories, that's when people realize na hindi naman talaga ako mataray. So, ibig sabihin, make an effort again. to open yourself up to people. If you like somebody, you don't need to literally go to this person immediately and open up to him. Deborah Tanen, okay, 50% of studying a person. Gusto ko ba siya? Bakit ko siya nagagustuhan? Saan nagsisimula ang pagkakagusto ng isang tao? Sabi ni Deborah Tanen, siya siyang communication relationship expert. 50% ay nanggagaling sa pag-obserba ng taong ito in the way that you deal with other people, not necessarily in the way that you deal with him or her. And believe me, people who are interested in you always watch you, even if akala mo na hindi ka nila tinitingnan. So anong ibig sabihin nito? Kung feeling mo generally pinagkakamalan kang mataray or intimidating, and that person that crush is around, be very mindful of how you deal with other people. Not necessarily with him, kasi hindi mo pa siya kayang kausapin, nahihiya ka pa, nagka-conscious ka pa. So be very mindful in the way that you deal with kung sino man ang kasama mo, kaibigan, ka-opisina, ka-classic, ka-org mate. And then, that's how he will find you, hindi naman pala siya intimidating. Nagigets? So, again, balik sa sinasabi ni Deborah Tanen, 50% of his observation, of his or her observation about you comes in how you deal with other people. Kumusta ka makipag-usap sa mga estranghero, kay kuya guard, kay ate, sa guro, sa bata? Okay, how do you deal with animals even, sa tindera ng fishbowl? Tinitingnan, di ba? So doon mabibreak ang notion na, hindi ka naman pala intimidating. Because you cannot keep saying, hindi naman ako intimidating. When hindi ka naman nakikita that you deal with other people, that you open yourself up to other people. Eventually, ang conclusion, intimidating ka talaga. Like you're sulking in the corner when you are in a party, you don't attempt to talk to people. Okay? Parang isang tanong, isang sagot ka pag nag-uusap. So, hindi mo mabibreak ang notion nila sa'yo that you are not intimidating. Alright? So, I hope, Jamie, nasagot ko ang iyong katanungan. Magbabalik po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP. Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tulog na mahal ko.
Buksan mo to! Saan ka galing gabi?
Nandito lang kasama.
Sino maling?
Tama na! Tama na! Mawa ka sa amin!
Huwag nating hayaang umabot sa ganito. Mag-report sa Women's Desk Hotline 523-8231. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig mga ka-Generation Gender. Usaping pag-ibig, usaping texting tayo ngayong hapon. Maraming salamat sa nagtanong kanina na estudyante ko. Pwede po tayo mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 or doon sa may alam sa aking private number. Okay, magandang hapon po muli. Ako si Julian Balo Cobello, ang iyong ka-generation gender. Kanina sinagot natin yung mga katanungan na I am not an intimidating woman, but why do men find me intimidating? So, okay, sana na napanindigan natin ang sana nabigyan natin ng kaliwanagan ang tanong na ito. Tapos, paano malalaman na may gusto sa akin ang guy na kahit hindi naman damsel in distress ang aking peg? So, ibig sabihin, hindi ka naman yung talagang traditional Filipino woman na talagang mag-aantay na lang forever in a corner, di ba? Hindi magpapakita ng pagkagusto sa isang lalaki dahil makabagong Pilipina na, kumbaga. So, diniscuss natin ang the balance of still being an empowered Filipina, being independent, being strong-minded, knowing what you want, and still enjoy the feeling of being chased and the feeling of chasing another person. So, nandyan talaga siya sa balance between respecting that you have desires but also being logical about the amount of investment that you would like to put in. At sa akin, it's always meet the other person where he is at. Okay, especially sa akin, napakatotoo nito sa perspektibo ng isang babae. 'Di ba? Kung two steps forward siya, then you feel safe to move two steps forward, then you move two steps forward. But if he makes effort only one step forward and then you make six steps forward, I don't know. Sa akin, at the start of the relationship, it can be a deal breaker. Okay? Pwedeng you know, the guy might run away, okay? Or talagang all of a sudden na turn off. Yon. Why? Pinaka-common itong nangyayari. The guy chases a girl. The girl enjoys, of course, kinikilig, nafa-flatter ang babae. But the moment that the guy realizes that the girl is into him, suddenly nalalamig. Biglang, bakit tati tawag ng tawag? Bakit tati ganyan ng ganyan? Sa akin, I don't know, there is no golden rule kung ano ang tamang panahon ng kaano kahaba ka dapat ligawan. Well, I think there is no such rule. Pero for me, it's always a balance between sugar and salt. Kaya, di ba may mga pagkain na parang maalat, tapos parang pag mayroong kasamang matamis, pabalik-balik ka kaya hindi ka masatisfy eh. Parang matamis, maalat. And I think this is true with relationships. There should always be a balance of salty and sweet. Okay, whether committed na yan or nagliligawan pa lang yan, mag-asawa na yan, committed na yan, there's always that balance. It's always this ability to share oneself with another person completely, compassionately, and passionately. And also the ability to be comfortable not being with this person. Okay? So, hindi siya laro na I'm playing with you, I am playing with your psyche. Diba, pinaglalaro ko ang iyong damdamin. But it is really a healthy kind of play. That I am with you, I am sharing myself with you, but I also have time for myself. It's really the sugar and the salt. And if we are like that we allow the other person to grow as he is, that he can still be alone, that he can still be with his friends, at ikaw din, na hindi na lang 24 hours kayo magkasama, hindi na lang 24 hours na you have to tell me kung anong ginagawa mo, monitor dito, monitor doon, kailangan nagpapaalam sa lahat ng bagay. Sa akin, may hangganan yung ganon. It's just cute in the beginning, but it cannot continue to be cute because I think relationships are nurtured with this balance, you know, this balance between sugar and salt, the balance between novelty and stability. Okay, hindi naman pwedeng palagi na lang something new. Meron ding stability, may rhythm din kayong sinusundan, may routine kumbaga. Pero may something new once in a while, okay? It's also a balance between security and adventure. Okay? Medyo may security ka man na for the next 10 years, may plano siya sa buhay para sa amin, para sa sarili niya, para sa aming dalawa. Diba? Nakikita ko kung saan itong patungo. Hindi lang to date every Friday, date ng date. Pero wala namang usapan kung saan talaga kami papunta. So may security. But this sense of security, kailangan din i-balance sa sense of adventure. You don't always need to know where you are going. Diba? Kailangan may surprise, may... You don't, I mean, respect for the uncertain. Yun lang, okay? So, pero balas, you don't need to be uncertain all the time. Nakakatakot din yun, and I think it says a lot about our self-respect. Kung parang palagi tayong bitin, palagi tayong hanging, okay, okay lang sa atin na hindi natin alam kung hindi rin yung ganun. So, a balance between security and a sense of adventure. And then again, something old, something new. Whether or not we are in a romantic relationship, we always need to hold on to what is old that has value. Okay? Ang mga prinsipyo sa buhay na alam mong tama for all eternity. And also, discover something new. Always in the process of knowing yourself again. Always be in the process of learning something new. And always in the process of trying to learn something new about the other person. So I think if it's a balance between salt and sugar, the interest will always be there. Regardless if you are in the beginning of the relationship or if you are at the, you know, 10 years na kayo magkasama, 20 to 25 years. Okay? So again, balik tayo doon bilang babaeng naniniwala sa empowerment, sa independence, sa strong mind, sa strong heart. Hindi ibig sabihin na hindi na natin ma-enjoy ang kagandahan, you know, ang kagandahan ng chase. Yung hinahabol ka at humahabol ka rin. Okay? It's really a tango, right? If you lose the respect for this art, I think you lose a lot of chance of finding a very meaningful, romantic, sexual relationship with another person. Alright? Waiting for the move of the other person does not mean that you are a damsel in distress. It does not mean that you are not an empowered Filipina. Right? Waiting means self-respect. Waiting means you are following your heart, but you bring your brain with you. Okay? So, is it good to be aggressive? Sa akin, aggressive in a way that may clear picture ka kung sino ang high value na tao. Diba? Ang high value na tao na gusto ko makasama ay ganito. So, sa akin, aggressive ka dapat. Dapat clear ka kung ano ang gusto mo. So, ibig sabihin, you do not settle for less. But aggressiveness is bad when may nagustuhan kang tao, may small sign na may gusto rin siya sa'yo, susunggab ka sa akin. I think you lose the art of human seduction, of human courtship. And regardless or not, you are a feminist, I think it is important to respect this process. Alright? So, enjoy the feeling of chasing another person. Much more you enjoy the feeling of being chased by another person. Bata ka man, matanda, I think, may karapatan tayong i-enjoy yon. Alright? And respect the power of words, especially in texting. Like going online in social media, you think before you click. Alright? Sige, magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Meron tayong announcement. Meron pong a symposium on beauty contests, Philippine beauty contests. Wala pa ito definite na schedule, pero ito ay mangyayari sa Center for Women Studies, Center for Women and Gender Studies. Okay, this is just an announcement requested by one of my MA students. Ito po ay usapin tungkol kung ano ba talagang stand natin sa beauty pageants. Ito ay nagsimula dahil sa recent resignation ni Miss Earth Philippines and the bashing na nakuha niya tungkol sa kanyang mga komento doon sa Miss Ecuador na nananalo. So it's a forum on where do we stand as women, as Filipino women, when it comes to beauty pageants. Nakakatulong ba ito sa ating empowerment or centuries of beauty pageants? Where are we now as empowered Filipina? So it's the same thing. I remember a certain forum of the same kind regarding naman gay beauty pageants. So I hope I could announce the exact date next week. It will happen 2 weeks from now, but I hope you could join us. Alright, maraming salamat. Ako yung ka-generation gender na si Julian Baldo Cobello para sa DZUP 1602. Kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ang ating isip ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
RH Bill!
Ipasa! Now lang!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Oh nga te! Ikaw lang kianay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, patsikahan natin! Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang mipin ay lumang.